Hi, everyone.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm Donna Marie Crawford. Something went a little haywire with my intro, so I'm just going to start the show. I'm not very technically inclined, so I'm going to have to ask my tech guy to look into that. Thank you for joining me. It's the beginning of the new year, and I have been absent from Blog Talk for a little while. We've had lots of stuff going on here, which I'm sure all of you have as well. Today is so blistery cold here in Connecticut. We were due to get it sooner or later, and it's here. So we're all hunkering down and snuggling up and doing the best we can to stay warm. Again, I thank you for joining me. I'm an intuitive medium. Psychic medium. I do readings on Blog Talk. I try to do it once a week, and I'm going to start alternating times so that all souls who are wanting to have a reading or connection with spirit are able to access the show. I like to always let people know that I only ask for messages of the best and highest good. I don't do any kind of a doom, gloom, death type prediction. If you're looking for that kind of reading, I'm not the person for you. I believe by asking spirit to work with me through the light, there is no darkness. How I like to receive and share messages with others. I do connect with your loved ones in spirit, and if you are seeking a message, definitely, you know, with the platform that we're on, you know, I look for questions and I share with you everything I receive from spirit. I try to get in as many callers as possible, so please limit your inquiry to just, you know, one concern or one area so that others have a chance also to have connection with spirit. If I'm giving a message to someone else and it seems to connect with you, trust and know that's how spirit does work at times. We can learn through others' experiences, and that's really what I encourage you to do is if intuitively it's connecting with you with your question, trust and know that spirit's covering everyone with the message. All right, I'm going to get on to my first caller. I hate to spend more time, you know, kind of doing the housekeeping, but I do receive messages through all my senses. There is times that they don't exactly match up with yours. So if that's the case, I share with you and see how the signs that I'm receiving, the insights, the visions, the smells, whatever's coming resonates with you. I use the example always that if I smell smoke or see a fire, I may think there's a soul coming through who transitioned during a fire. But you know it's your grandfather who was a firefighter for years. That's how that would work. If I'm saying someone passed in a fire and it doesn't connect, I'll give you the signs and then you would know who it is. All right, let me get on to the first caller here with no further ado. All right. Area code 509, and the last two numbers are 25. Thank you so much for calling in. What's your first name?
Hi, my name is Erica, and it's very nice to hear from you, Ms. Crawford.
Thank
it's
you.
Been like
it's great to connect.
Over a year, and I really enjoy your reading.
Oh, it's so good. And, you know, pardon me if I don't remember the exact reading, but I love to connect with energy, and that's familiar to me. So thank you for calling in. It's great to connect with you. Happy New Year.
Thanks. You too. Well, my question is in regards to, this internship. I applied for it this past Friday, and I feel like it's a really good opportunity. I do get to advocate, and I really like that. So I'm wondering, like, how you see that going. They will be selecting people for interviews, at the end of next month, I think they said. Like, they'll be notifying.
Yep.
And I was wondering about that.
Yeah, spirit is definitely giving very positive energy around this, Erica, because you know, when you go in for the interview, you're going to really be able to show them who you are. And that's what's most important is to stay relaxed. And you know, I love that spirit gives messages that sound so simple and are not always. But you're really being encouraged to go in with the confidence and knowing that you know, the positive effect you will have for others, especially with the advocating, because I just, that is so the right path for you to go. You are a soul who is a warrior for others, and that's the way it's coming through. You know, you've always been Erica. It's like, you know, you would befriend the person no one else is friending, or you would break up the fight, or you wouldn't allow the bullying around you. So this is signs for you all, you know, to look back on, and I'm just tingling because it's like I'm so happy that you've recognized that within yourself and you're following your passion. So many of us put that off until, you know, we put off because of circumstances and things. So I feel very positive energy coming from spirit about this. This is like,
I got to give you the phrase
because it's, I know it's old fashioned, but it's your cup of tea is the way I want to put it. Okay, so it's going to be really critical for you to keep that confidence within yourself and knowing that not only are you going into that interview to obtain this opportunity, but this opportunity is going to afford others to benefit, you know, those that
it's
you serve.
The internship is at the Capitol in D.C., and I recently got braces, so I don't even know if I sound good through the phone anymore. It is a phone interview.
Good. So that's exactly, that really aligns with what Spirit's giving us, is to keep that confidence. You're going to be able to transfer that confidence to them. And that's really what they're looking for, is someone that, you know, is a self-starter, who is able to do what they need to do and who has the passion for it. And that's where, you know, coming through with your confidence, with your passion, I feel very positive. You've got to shake that doubt with the how you sound over the phone. I think you sound fine. I don't hear. I don't hear anything. I would never have known. So keep that confidence up and make sure that you're able to transfer that passion that you have for helping others, because those are the critical components Spirit's bringing forward that's going to really help you move into the position.
Nice. I will scheduling mock interviews just to help me out a little bit.
Excellent, excellent. And definitely let me know how you make out. I'd love to hear.
Thank you for your time.
Have a good day. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Have a blessed day.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Erica, for calling. I love to connect with energy that is familiar. You're going to have to excuse my little background noise here. My little princess is having a little bit of anxiety right now. She's been ill, and we're nursing her, but she always finds a way to get onto my blog talk shows. It's so fun. Area code 941 is my next caller, and the last two numbers are 42. Thank you so much for calling in. What's your first name?
My name is Carla.
Hi, Carla. Thank you for taking the time to join me today.
Well, thank you so much. I was wondering, what do you see with my career? Do you see it picking up? I work for myself, and it's been kind of slow lately, and I was wondering if you see it picking up or going in a different direction or what?
Well, you know, Carla, I feel like I want to say there's been a time of stillness is the way I feel this coming through from Spirit. But it's been a time of really, I want to say, evaluating and looking at things. And there's been some reorganization. Is this correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And the reorganization, really, you wouldn't have been able to do it if you were swamped. So I do feel that Spirit's giving the insight that it's slow momentum. But I feel that the organization or even, I want to use the word changes that have happened, are really going to help improve the demand, because it's like you've really kind of, you know, started some new things too. I hear the new things are going to help. New things are going to help. So if you haven't started or you're thinking of starting something different, it may be a campaign or, you know, advertising, or, you know, if there's something that you've either done or going to do, do it. And know that it's going to be positive, because I just want to say we've got to get you out in front of more. There's got to be more opportunity to connect. Because you have a very personal business. Is this correct?
Yes.
Thank you. So it's you know, there is word of mouth, but it's difficult to get that going at first. It's really, you know, I hear the word enticing. So it's like you have to make people understand that the services that you're offering really are going to benefit them. So that's been part of the reorganization, correct? It's almost like you're rewarding things or you know, a new approach. So definitely follow through with that. I feel like you're hesitant to do some new things because they're new, you know, and it's always hard to start something new. But I want to say I do feel it picking up as you're introducing new ways of being available to others.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
So it's so hard to get through those, I have to say still, because that's what it feels like. But
yeah.
I want to say what I'm feeling Spirit's trying to share with you is a sense of calmness during that, because there is a lot of hectic stuff going on within you during that time. So Spirit does encourage and is supporting you to kind of take some deep breaths, you know, get the organization done and know that that work is going to produce more, you know. It's so hard to do that, though, and I love that Spirit makes it sound simple. It's like, of course you're going to be hectic when there's not business coming in. We have, you know, circumstances and responsibilities. But all that you've done, know that it's really contributing to the future.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Yeah, if you're hedging on something new, Carla, go for it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Blessings.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, I love the way Spirit brings things through at times, too, because it makes it sound so simple, but it is so not simple, that's for sure. Okay, I'm going on to area code. I think it's a new caller. I'm so bad with this stuff. Area code 952, and the last two numbers are 29. I'm not sure if this is still Erica. Erica, is this you listening, or is this someone new?
This is somebody new. Hi, Donna.
Very good. Thank you. I don't always write down the phone number, and I'm just not texting.
Hello. Yeah, I'm a new person.
Oh, very good. Nice to meet you. Thank you for taking the time to call in. What's your first name, hon?
My name is Julie.
Thank you, Julie. I appreciate you taking the time to call.
Yeah. I just had a question. It's kind of regarding my daughter because it's infecting my family, but she was going out with a gentleman from 16 to 23, and he dropped her about a year ago. And it's so, it happens to people every day, but it was her only relationship. He's now 24. And when he sees any family, it's always all this hostility towards us. And this person was in our lives for 7 years and trips, et cetera. And I just wanted to see how this will play out for her. Right away, he had somebody, so he dumped her, and now he's engaged. So lots of stuff is happening.
Yeah, you know, she's really got some such negativity going on within her, and blame and guilt and doubt, and you know, really punched a hole in that confidence within her.
Right.
But I just want to tell you, and please share with her. I just feel that. You know, he was not ideal, and I know it seemed that way, but there was stuff going on in the background, Julie, that were little signs for her that it wasn't a positive situation. I feel as if he could be very controlling at times, and she's very free-spirited and, you know, adventurous, so she's going to take a little time, and the vision I'm getting is like a lion licking his paws. You know, it's like she's got to take a little time to heal those wounds that she feels was inflicted on her. But I want to just turn it around and tell her that she's allowing that to happen as well, is the way Spirit's giving it. That really, you know, I just want to lift her up and say, you know, he doesn't understand what he's missing out on. Which takes a while to get that perspective for her at this time. But I do feel more positive connection coming for her once she's able to, you know, thank you, grieve. She's going through a grieving process over what she was hoping would be.
Right.
It's going to take a little bit of time, but I do feel she's going to be okay pulling through it. Now, the connection and the hostility is unfortunate. And I just have to use the word immature. There's a sense of immaturity and not acceptance of, you know, yeah, because it was such a long relationship. You know,
yeah.
It was. You think it's the love of your life, and then you
right.
question your judgment. And I'm just getting, she's so, it's like the rug got pulled out from under her in so
yeah.
many respects, not just in the relationship. You know, mm-hmm. now she questions her judgment on things. Now she's, you know, she's hostile because it wasn't fair. And,
right.
and you know, I've had a lot of life experience, and it's coming through. I had a little munchkin who my girlfriend, at 8 years old, her daughter was on her third kidney. So we were, you know, a lot of medical stuff going on, and we were at a picnic, and this little one just looked at somebody that was complaining about something, like, so ridiculous. And she goes, well, nobody ever said life was going to be easy. And that's what I want to share with your daughter is to know that, you know, the experiences that she had with this soul were really formative for her to know that we all evolve, we all grow, and she is going to connect with the right one. And even though this was the first one and it felt right, I have to point out to her, I keep having to say this, Julie, there was things that she had, like little red lights go off, okay? And I don't know that she's going to acknowledge that to anyone other than herself, but Spirit is bringing it forward. So just remind her of those things that, you know, when he told her to do something she didn't want to do, you know, there was things that the controlling part came out. I don't know if you, did you see that with him?
No, he was an actor to us. He was the nicest person you ever met. Now that his family's coming down on us and blaming my daughter, if I go Christmas shopping and they run into him, they're blaming my daughter and saying these horrible things about her, and it's just,
yeah,
you know, like he's playing
the victim.
Yeah, well,
that's right. Yeah, exactly. But you know, he's got so many masks. It's like he was bossing her around in the background. Let me just say that, okay? Just straight out. And that is not for her best and highest good. So even though it feels devastating now that this relationship didn't work out, it's the most positive thing that could happen for her. She's not going to see it right away. It's going to take a little while, but she is going to connect with a soul that is more in alignment with joy and happiness for her future, because this one is not the one. Because like you said, you know, he was one person, but that's why I don't know if she'll even, you know, acknowledge or discuss, but there was situation where he was not a positive influence in her life. She knew it. She had feelings of it. And when you don't know anything else, you're happy with what you have. So I think it's really a positive thing, even though it's going to take her a bit to see that. When she is able to release the feeling of fault or I think the hardest part for her, Julie, that keeps coming the strongest through, is that she questions her judgment. Because she really thought this was going to work out and everything was going to be fine. So as she moves forward, she's going to have that sense of not being sure, you know, well, this one seems nice, but the last one did too. And, you know, so to help her build her confidence within knowing what it is that she is desiring in a partner and knowing that, you know, it's going to come. Don't be, you know, having to be in a hurry with him. It's really just wishing him well and releasing it and knowing that whatever perspective his family has is their perspective and it's not correct.
Will he realize in the future? Will he realize
yeah.
in the future what's going on? How he treated my daughter? Not to keep.
Yeah. Well. You know. I feel that he will understand that, and you know, truly, I think it's really the best for her, and I don't
yeah.
feel that, you know, it's anything to even worry about with him. You know, just, I know it's so hard because he was around for so long, but when you
yeah.
really look in the perspective that he was not the one for her. And
okay.
had it go on further, she would have had more experiences that could have really, you know, been more impacting on her, because she can't settle for less than what it is that she knows she's deserving of, and frankly, she was with him. Okay,
Well, thank you.
Tell her the future is positive. There is going to be a connection with another that's in alignment, but she's got to be able to come to a place where she can release his actions, because we can't, you know, do anything about another, but we can on how it affects us. And to understand that her judgment was not out of alignment in what he presented to her. And her wish and hope for that partner seemed to be answered, because he knew what she wanted, so he could fit into that. Until he got her, and then she started seeing things that were, you know, over the time they were together, there was red lights. And that's really, you know, things like this happen because we're ignoring those red lights.
Right.
So she had signs that it wasn't the most positive and wasn't the best. And, you know, when this kind of thing happens, you don't see those things right away, but then they start to come back. So, you know, Spirit's reminding her, think about those times where it just didn't feel right. It just didn't feel right. And know that those were signs from Spirit to guide you towards looking at it more openly than through the love glasses or the, you know, wishing for. It's really accepting what is.
I'll have her call in for a reading with you. You're unbelievable. I really do appreciate it, Donna, and I'll be calling you back.
Well, that's great. I thank you, and I hope that the messages and insights really can give some comfort to everyone at this time, because, you know, it's funny, Julie, that there's times where it feels like it's the most tragic thing, and through Spirit messages I get it's like the best thing ever, you know, and I know it's hard to accept that at the time, but Spirit always shares, you know, what's for our best and highest good, and it's almost detached from the emotional stuff from us, because it just knows what's the best for us.
Right.
So well, for her to understand that, yeah, you know, it could have gone on, but it was not going to work to the positive for her.
Yeah, just the social
all
media
right.
with weddings and all this, that's what's bothering her right now. So, but I'll have
oh,
her call you.
Oh, of course, you know, and it's, I had a sister who passed from mesothelioma, and boy, the advertising for that during the holidays is like outrageous, but I take it as confirmation that, you know, tell her it's confirmation of to keep that dream alive. And that's fun to thank you for sharing that, because, you know, it's really our perspective as to how we receive the signs that we get. It's reassuring her that wedding's coming. Now she's got more time to plan as to what it is that she wants for it. And that's really what our life experiences are about. You know, when she sees what it is that she did like in this relationship, she can focus on that and draw that energy towards her and release what's not. Spirit doesn't always connect with our exact words. It connects on what we're focused on. So if we focus on no, then we get no. If we focus on yes, we'll get yes. And I know it sounds simple, but it's just the law of attraction.
Well, thank you. We've both been struggling, and she's not been my daughter for the last year. We're very sullen, so I do appreciate all your help.
Oh, absolutely, and thank you, and please share the hope and knowing that it's going to pass this, you know, experience, and there was a lot to gain from it and move forward to a more positive place.
Okay. Thank you again, Donna, for your
thank
time.
Thank you. Blessings.
Blessings.
Bye. Bye-bye. It often does happen where it is such a difficult situation to go through, and it turns out to be the best for us overall. The next area code is 313, and the last two numbers are 24 in your number.
How
thank
are you,
you for calling in. Thank
Hi.
You for calling.
How are you?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, thank you for calling in. What's your first name?
Surreal. How are you? Happy
Surreal.
New Year.
Happy New Year. Great to connect with you. Thank you for taking the time to call in today.
You're welcome, and thanks for allowing me to call today.
Well, I'm glad we were able to get to you. I know you've been on the line
yes.
for a while.
Yes. I have a question.
So, okay.
I believe I made a wrong decision of staying in Detroit with a boyfriend and moving out of Arizona with my family this past Friday, and now I want to go by the end of February, beginning of March. Do you see that happening with me moving to Arizona with my family, or do you see me still staying in Detroit? Please and thank you. Let Spirit lead us.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, you know,
amen.
I want to say I feel like what I'm envisioning is like you're going to be jumping from both feet. So, you know,
really?
You'll be able to spend some time in Arizona with the family, but I feel as if there's going to still be a base back where you are. It's very interesting. Now, are you employed in a job where you could, like, you know, take it with you?
No.
I feel like, okay, because I feel like
I'm working in the hospital.
All right, because I just feel as if there's something that you could, like, be 6 months in Arizona and 6 months back where you are. But I do feel that, you know, the distance, I feel you're going to go with the family initially.
Yes.
You know, because I just feel that with life circumstances, that's the best option for you at this time.
Yes.
But I don't feel
yes.
that it's going to be like you're going to permanently go there. I feel like you're going to go back and forth. So I do feel that there's going to be, you know, either visiting or allowance of 6 months there and 6 months back. So, you know, I don't always know how these things work out, and it's not always, it doesn't seem possible sometimes, but be open to being able to be there for part of the year and back at the other, where you are for half a year.
I don't know how else to describe it.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
I don't have nothing to say here for being in Detroit.
Yeah, see, I just feel that it's like I feel like you're getting pulled back to that place, but I definitely feel due to all the circumstances that are surrounding you at this time, you will be moving with your family to Arizona.
The first of Benedict.
Okay.
Thank all right,
you.
Thanks for and let me know
time.
How it works out. I'd love to go. I've always wanted to move there myself. So enjoy it.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
Thank
okay?
you. You too.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye bye.
You're welcome. Bye bye.
All right, well, I'm sorry, I am running out of time here, so I just want to thank all the callers that came in and called in and allowed me to connect you with Spirit Messages. I do my best to try to get to all the calls and give as much information as I can. I do have a website that if you're interested in connecting with me on a private level or even in group, I do have a VIP member group that I offer specials to, and we do a call like this once a month for just members only, so you'll see that on my site. I do offer a little download, and there's 31 days of inspiration. You'll receive a little inspirational message every day that you can save and use throughout the year or you know, throughout your day, just to keep you inspired and in positive, because, you know, Spirit really does try to encourage all of us to stay in the positive. And I sure know how difficult that can be when there's seems to be a whole truckload of negativity going on around. But we do draw to us what we focus on the most. And it sounds simple, but it's one of the hardest things to do in this life. And that's why Spirit is always supporting us in doing that. Always. I do have one other caller I'm going to try to do a reading with as quickly as possible. The area code is 814, and its last numbers are 81. I only have about 2 minutes left on the air, so let me see how I can do. And what's your first name, hon?
Hello. Hi, this is Amy.
Amy, thank you. I only have a couple minutes, so I'm going to try to do the best I can. What is the question you're hoping for guidance today?
Okay. My quick question is, I have a friend that I just recently became friends with her, and I just wanted to see, her and I have tried to connect for a couple months now, and is she trying to, because her and I thought we were connecting on a, you know, good level in that, and has she been putting me off, because I thought things were working out, because I've been trying to reach out to different friends and that to make new friends.
and
that.
Well, you know, and what's her first name?
Carrie.
Carrie. I feel that Terry. Okay. I'm feeling what Spirit's sharing with me about this situation is that she has been extremely hectic busy. But she does, you know, she doesn't have a lot of social time. But I don't feel that she's putting you off because of lack of desire of connecting with you. It's just time.
Okay, because she does work a different shift than me.
So, keep up the effort. So, pardon?
She does work a different shift. Like, I work days, and she waitresses and works evenings.
Yeah, I really feel it's a time thing. And now, you know, with all that silly holiday stuff over, there'll be more time that you'll be able to. So keep the connection going. I feel it could be very positive. I'm sorry, they're going to cut us off. Amy, thank you so much for calling, and thank you, everyone. I wish you blessings always, and I thank Spirit for sharing messages with us. Have a lovely day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.